My Utmost for His Highest by Oswald Chambers. YMCA chaplain, college professor, and military chaplain. From the contemporary version. His commission to us. Feed my sheep, John 21:17. This is love in the making. The love of God is not created. It is his nature. When we receive the life of Christ through the Holy Spirit, he unites us with God so that his love is demonstrated in us. The goal of the indwelling Holy Spirit is not just to unite us with God, but to do it in such a way that we will be one with the Father in exactly the same way Jesus was. And what kind of oneness did Jesus Christ have with the Father? He had such a oneness with the Father that he was obedient when his Father sent him down here to be poured out for us. And he says to us, as the Father has sent me, I also send you, John 20:21. Peter now realizes that he does love him due to the revelation that came with the Lord's piercing question. The Lord's next point is, pour yourself out. Don't testify about how much you love me, and don't talk about the wonderful revelation you have had, but feed my sheep. Jesus has extraordinarily peculiar sheep, some that are unkempt and dirty, some that are awkward and pushy, and some that have gone astray. But it is impossible to exhaust God's love, and it is impossible to exhaust my love if it flows from the Spirit of God within me. The love of God pays no attention to my prejudices caused by my natural individuality. If I love my Lord, I have no business being guided by natural emotions. I have to feed his sheep. We will not be delivered released from his commission to us. Beware of counterfeiting the love of God, and follow your own natural human emotions, sympathies, or understandings. That will only serve to revile and abuse the true love of God. Here ends Oswald's reading. The only way we have an ability to live in the commission that Christ has given us and by his love, is by letting him take over us, where he becomes more and more, and we become less and less. It is then that we are truly united with the Father and can exercise sacrificial love in the way that he sacrificed for us.